You're in big trouble, though, pal. I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
No.
No.
Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Shoot up.
Rock 107 WIRX. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
818. Got some rain today. High of 61. That should be tapering off in the afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, low of 52. Right now, it's a little brisk out.
A little brisk.
It was shivering outside.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
Some idiot, or genius, I don't know yet, was driving his Toyota Corolla near Fort Myers, Florida. It was Florida!
Ah, told you.
It was Monday night, and he ended up on a dead-end street with a 20-foot canal at the end of it. I think you might know where this is going. And instead of turning around, he got in his car, or he got out of his car, walked up to see how big the gap was.
Sized it up.
And decided he could make it. I can make that jump.
Oh, yeah.
He got back in his Corolla, threw it in reverse to give himself some runway, and then floored it and tried to jump across the canal.
In slow motion.
Yes. He paused halfway through, and a bandolier came in, and Duke boys are at it again. Unfortunately, he didn't make it. He's okay, but his car ended up in the canal and is totaled. No word yet on any charges, but police think alcohol might have played a role. The dumbest part...
He should have tried to tail whip it.
He got to get plenty of speed. The dumbest part is that there was a bridge on the other side of the canal just two blocks away. This, as soon as I read this story, it made me think of one of the greatest movie scenes of all time.
If we turn around, we're going to lose 5 hours just backtracking.
Turn around? Why, because of this? We can make it.
Make it? You mean jump it? No way, we're going back.
It can be done.
I'm driving.
I don't think you guys heard me. This is my car, and we're not going to be jumping over any rivers.
Kyle, it's 10 feet.
Bob hoped to jump this in a golf cart. Look, I can spit across this gap.
Talk about movies and real life. This guy obviously saw Road Trip one too many times.